So it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. I'm grateful. I just want to say I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful. And I'm grateful to so many people, to so many institutions, and anybody who get to bump into me and show me love or show appreciation. As a flawed man, one of the most flawed man, I have to be so much grateful, because when you walk around as an individual with so many flaws and so many mistakes and so many blunders and errors around you, and you get to meet a certain individual who get to appreciate your work, who get to appreciate what you do, it's a blessing. And I am grateful. I am grateful. So before I even say good morning and good evening and good afternoon to you all, I just want to say I'm one of the most grateful men, and I'm grateful because of certain individuals and you colleagues, you people, you beautiful people, you beautiful people. So I am so grateful. So welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to our platform. Welcome to Man, it's so big, and I don't get a chance to appreciate what these people have built. I don't get to appreciate that. I don't get to appreciate that. And today I was just like literally in an hour, like where, man, this is big. This is so big. This is so huge. People made this happen. You know, I'm looking at what IUM do with us. I'm looking at what IUM do with us. Like they trust us so much with our mistake, with our blunders and with our errors and everything, and they still trust us and they still choose us to work with Eagle FM. And that made me realize that, you know, I need to be more grateful. I need to be more grateful. I need to be more grateful. And I do not know what to go through in life. I do not know what to go through in this economy, but I do hope that are those people that are seeing you, that are hearing you, they get to cherish you, they get to appreciate you. And I don't know if they are expressing it like IUM does with Eagle FM, but I'm sure there are people that appreciate your work and appreciate what you do for the society. So I just want to say thank you, first of all, to IUM and every individual client. IUM and Paratus, you guys are crazy. I'm gonna call you crazy. I'm going to call you crazy because you choose us. You choose us. And when I'm saying us, it's Eagle FM. Eagle FM choose not. Eagle FM chose to be just an economic facilitator. I mean, an economic information facilitator. Eagle FM does not choose a side. Eagle FM does not align with political ideology or whatever, or white or black. No, Eagle FM is just there to say we are a bridge in an economy, and whoever is willing and has the energy to walk until here, they will cross the bridge. We will talk to IUM. We will talk to UNAM. We will talk to NUST. We will talk to Swapo Party. We will talk to IPC. We will talk to Venani. We will talk to Swartboy. We will talk to Meme Ali. We will talk to Mekulu, whoever. That is us. We chose to be just the bridge in an economy to facilitate conversations, to facilitate a knowledgeable economy. That is the missing link in our society. And we will go to Kavango. We will go to Zambezi. We will go to Karas Roodepoort. We'll go to Keetmanshoop. We will be Nampo. My colleague Loiso was there. We'll be in Rakana. We'll be in Oshakati speaking Oshkwambi and speaking Oshkwanyama and speaking whatever. You know, Oshakati is so beautiful. Oshakati is like Tsumeb. They have almost every language in there. They have the Mbajes, they have everyone. That's why I love Oshakati and I love Tsumeb, is that they are diversity. And they represent something that we have here at Eagle FM. We are Namibian. We are Tsumeb, we are Oshakati. If you grow up in Tsumeb, you will speak Damaranama, you will speak Oshiwambo, and there comes my Mbukusu. You know, there come my Greek also. You know, like that is Tumeb. And I love the diversity of them. If you grow up in Tumeb, you understand that you will speak different languages. Tumeb represent Namibia to a certain level, and that is also Oshakati to a certain level. That is also Oshakati to a certain level. So, and that is Igala FM. And that is why today I choose that it's an appreciation day. We have to appreciate our economic heroes. We have to appreciate those people that are trying by all means. I love everyone who is hustling, man. I love everybody who is trying without going the illegal means. So I appreciate you so much. And the fact that you made it today, the fact that the sun woke you up, the fact that you woke up and you get to do what need to be done, the fact that you have to stand in the middle of the road there to sell whatever you are selling, man, I appreciate you and I'm grateful that you stand there. And I'm grateful that you are not a part of my budget. Yes, you choose not to be part of my budget to support you, but you choose to go stand there and make it and get the $2, get the $3, get the $4. That is how economies are built. I wish I can do better for you. I wish I can create a better environment for you that you don't have to stand in the road. We can actually create something mobile, something so flexible for you at an institution. But we are working on that. That is why we have Eagle FM to say, let us share the information. Let us talk. Let us talk blandly. Let us all of us be Kanjengos, because Kanjengo Kama is the crazy one. Kanjengo Kama talk too much. Kanjengo is too loud. Kanjengo is unfiltered. Kanjengo has no diplomacy, but he is one thing that he loves Namibia. He loves you. He loves Namibia. Like, I love my country so much. I'm not willing to go anywhere. And that is one of the things that I stand here every day. I come here every day. And me and my boss, me and this other man, this very, very old man. Yeah, he's a very old man. We just need to accept that. You need to accept that he's old. I appreciate that he allows me to be this person and speak my mind. And when I mean my mind, yes, I do have a restriction. I'm not allowed to insult anybody. I'm not allowed to belittle anybody. I'm not allowed to look at myself and be better than anybody. That is the limitation of my freedom and my expression. But I do appreciate the fact that I am here, I create the conversation, and I, whatever, man, as I say, this is a fireplace. Eagle FM is a fireplace. All of us, we come to feel the warmth and have a conversation. I'm glad I've been given a task to put the firewood so that I can light the fire. So, you know, the fire attracts everything, right? It attracted the bugs, it attracted the lion. The lion will be surrounding the fire, even though they might not come and sit down. And those are the enemies. But the rest of you, be like this one. Come and see the fire. Come and experience the warmth. Come and have a beautiful conversation that will build the country. So that's what I'm saying. Today's an appreciation day to everyone who choose us. Whether you advertise with us, that is okay. Whether you choose to call and contribute to the conversation and contribute to our narrative, our ideology of building a knowledgeable economy. Man, we appreciate you. You know, I have some young people that will get that who choose to listen to us. I have educated people. I have the uneducated people like me. I have cattle elders. I have people who by who have just themselves, who have their culture, who have their tradition, and they still choose us. And I do appreciate that to a certain level. I do appreciate that. I will never take that for granted. That because I am realizing that in my journey, that if we don't support each other, if you do not tell people that are building bridges for you to cross, man, it's going to be very difficult to navigate the economic landscape, because we have the contour line, we have the other lines. I do not remember them in my geography, but the landscape is so crazy, the landscape is so weird, and you need people to be positioned in certain places. And all of you in the banks, all of you in the financial sector, whether it's asset managers at the Bank of Namibia, at Namfisa, at the Minister of Finance, all of you are positioned to make it
so to make sure that Namibian people, to make sure our people, ourselves, our Africans get to be elevated, get to cross the bridge, by all means. We are not joking here. We are serious, man. So I'm grateful for all of you that are sitting in a certain position and making things happen for Namibian people. If you are tasked to review a certain proposal, if you are tasked to review a funding proposal, a business proposal, whatever you are tasked to do, make it happen for Namibian people, man. Make it happen. Make it happen. And for those that are making it happen, I'm grateful and I appreciate you. The fact that I'm able to walk into an office, the fact that I'm able to call any person, get a comment, get a reaction. Look, that is a blessing. You know, I appreciate something that there is Madam Steenkamp from the Ministry of Education. There is the minister and there is the ED. The minister is one of the most unreachable person. And this is not polite. I'm going to say this clearly. The madam from Ministry of Education, she's not polite. I don't know if she hated the media, but I get to appreciate that Madam Steenkamp. I texted this woman to say, we need a clarification. We need a voice note. Go outside of your meeting. And she will do that. That is how the economies are built. Not on your arrogance, not on your, on the fact that you are stronger, you are whoever. Dude, guys, you are dealing with Namibians, man. You are dealing with your people that want to grow, that want to do better. So be available. And I'm not saying I'm the most available person. I'm not saying I'm the most easiest person to reach. But yes, man, you call me, I'll talk to you. I'll give you whatever you want. So I appreciate everyone like that. I appreciate the institution that choosing Eagle FM, that are choosing the villager, that are choosing Imba, that are choosing everything that we have, because they know that it's a Namibian product. And guess what? We are not funded by any European, American, Chinese. Nobody got our back. And we are not being backed by race motivated because we are black, because we are white. No. We are just Namibian producing a product for you, producing something for you, producing something for me, for ourselves. And yes, we have our flaws. We have our flaws. We will try. We'll try to appreciate our people. We'll try to appreciate the team that I have from Ondangwa to Windhoek. I appreciate my team. I appreciate everybody that I have. And they are doing great work. They are doing so much. They are doing beautiful work. We are streaming, we are reporting, we are updating you. And I have a team of young people, young people. Yeah, except for France. Yeah, France, you're old, bro. And Tatenoa and Dwight, those people are very old. But the rest, man, we have beautiful young people that are doing so good work. And they are doing it because they see that you appreciate whatever they're doing. They hear you in this radio every time in the platform you have created. So it's so beautiful that we can create something like this and it's still standing. Even though my colleagues in SWAPO, my colleagues in PDM, my colleagues in wherever, they will feel like, no, they are anti-SWAPO, they are anti-PDM, they are anti-independent candidate. We are not anti-anything. We cannot be against ourselves. Whether you are in SWAP, whether you are in IPC, LPM, PDM, independent candidate, IPC, whoever you are, affirmative job, we created the platform for all of us. That's why you have heard the voice of Job, you have the head of Amshelolo, you have heard every SWAP person here, you have heard the voice of IPC, you have heard everyone from the municipality to wherever. That is the platform we created. And we will talk as we want about anybody. Because our main model is to say, we will criticize you, Johannes Hawahab. Not because we disrespect you. No, I love you, Tade Johannes. I love the work that you've done in the financial sector. I love you, NAMCO. I love you, MTC. I love the work that you've done. I love everybody in the Namibian economy who are doing something for my people. But we will call you out for accountability's sake. And we also appreciate that you call us out. Yes, we did some mistakes and we keep improving. And we'll keep improving. So it's that beautiful thing that we have, making each one of us accountable, ensuring that every Namibian get to learn, get access to information. That is what we are building, bro. We are building something that holds each one accountable. We are building something that ensure everyone learn you have access to information. If you write, the village will give you a platform to write whatever you want. If you can talk, the Eagle FM will give you a platform to talk. Our social media, everything is about you and me. It's about building the Namibian economy. It's not about individual. It's not about individual. We will give you a chance to talk, to teach, to guide, to inspire. We want to do better, bro. And that is why we are here. So it's an appreciation day, and we get to appreciate Namibia from Rakana, man, to Zambezi. You know, we get to appreciate that. Hobabis or Maheke, man. You know, we get to appreciate it. We get to appreciate those that are in Ketman Soap, and they choose actually just to use the app because our frequency there has been, we are still working on it, but they choose to download the app and listen to us. And listen to that and share their knowledge and share their views on aspect of building a country and building an economy. We appreciate that. So, a very good evening to you. A very good afternoon to you. A very good morning to you, wherever you're finding yourself in this African continent. The black, the green, the rich. We is us, man. So, welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjoka Kamekulu Nkwanyoka, and we get it to be here to build a knowledgeable bridge where we facilitate information flow from the Namibia Stock Exchange to the vendors, to the policymakers, to parliament, and to everyone. Welcome. Can we understand? Can we learn? Can we unlearn? Can we do better? Can we move? Can we be deliberate? Can we do what needs to be done? And for all those that are doing those, we appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Look, given the economic structure, given what we inherited, given what is going on in the country now, in terms of we segregated ourselves or we have divided ourselves in different groups, you support whoever is from your village, you support whoever is from what, your race and things like that. It's very, very important for us to realize what it will take us to move into a different direction. And that's why I'm saying that, yes, it is an appreciation day, because there are those few people who get to understand that it takes a village to raise a kid, right? So it means they are doing whatever needs to be done for the dream to be realized. And they are aligning and they are putting, taking risk in terms of reputation and contract and whatever, to align with certain organization. And there are so many things at the play. There are so many factors. There are so many variables. Because if you get to be seen with Kanjengo, if you get to be seen with Van Wyk, if you get to be seen with Ikariko, and you represent a certain company, then they will feel like, no, you are exposing us. You are what? You are aligning what? In an economic way, there are such a certain dynamics that are at the play. You get to appreciate those people that are actually taking a national level approach or a national approach into, in terms of investing, in terms of taking care, in terms of empowering, and in terms of sharing information. Because people are so grouped, people are so in such a state where my village and my house and my clan and my tribe matter. And that's why I'm saying it's so important for us to appreciate all those people that are standing in our way and their position in certain places for us to move. And they are aligning with our goals. They are aligning with whatever we want to achieve. And they are giving us a chance to, and they are giving us a chance. So they listen to our pitch. So they listen to our proposal. So we get to appreciate that. But the most important thing is that I think the concept of synergy, economic synergy, and others are not utilized, and I don't think we have actually understood it. That synergy in this economy is very, very important. And the synergy, for those who did accounting or did financial economics, I think that you get to bump into this, because you even get to a point where you calculate the value of the synergy if you're going to measure or if you're going to work together. So have you calculated the synergy that you can create if you work with Eagle FM, if you work with anybody? Have we utilized at that point, have we got to such a level where we get to appreciate the value which can be created between two people or two individuals or two companies? And have we gone to such a level to appreciate the synergy that we can actually achieve if we work together as a country? So that's why it's very, very important to appreciate those people that have a broader view of how to build an economy. And that's why I at the beginning I said, I appreciate IUM. They started with us. They put in, they took the risk. Because apparently, Eagle FM is deemed a risky component in those that assess risk. If you align with them, if you talk to them, and this is something that puzzles me. How do you view something as a risk when all it does is to facilitate economic information? It's something that I barely understand when you look at Eagle FM and you get into a room and like, so you get Eagle FM, you guys. I there is some time where I just want to turn back and say, can you make me understand? All we do is facilitate economic information. What is the issue about that? As we try to build a knowledgeable economy, how can you not want to work with us or associate with us? Don't you want the public to know? Don't you want the country to do better? Those are the key questions we have to ask as we move forward. And get to appreciate those that are doing the little things to make sure that Namibian economy is educated and is well-informed for them to make the right decisions. That's why we have to choose a day in every week to appreciate those people in our lives that make things happen for us. And the main reason I'm appreciating certain individuals and certain companies that, as I highlighted, that we are barely utilizing the synergy between ourselves. It seems like we are at war with ourselves. And we keep saying that, yes, we want to grow, we want to what, we want to, you know, you can't grow when you are so divided in so many areas for no reason. The economic war, the economic front need you collectively organized or aligned. But looking at ourselves, we are so divided in so many things. And that is the risk we face. So that's why now you get to appreciate a certain individual who are really, really, or certain company who are saying that, okay, cool, regardless of the smoke, regardless of the narrative out there, regardless of whatever everybody says, I have to work with my brothers, I have to work with my sisters. We are building an economy, we are building a society. We are building Namibia, and we are trying to build some mini country within Namibia, like only certain individuals should benefit from the economic resources. You know, so you get to appreciate those individuals putting in the work to make things happen for Namibians that are not from their village, that are not from their house or from their constituents or from their region. So in our journey, wherever we go, I'm sure there are those people, there are those few individuals or few people that say, okay, cool, sit down. I will find the person you want to talk to. It's okay. It has been a month that they don't want to talk to you, but let me see what I can do. Let me go there and see who is responsible. And that is why now we have to cherish such people, because they are giving us literally a direction or a map of how to proceed. Of how to proceed in building this economy, in building Namibian companies. So now the key question is that you and me now, where do we stand? And I'm speaking also that I also get to be at the side of marketing. I also get to be at the side where I write a proposal, where I get into certain rooms. And you get to read the atmosphere. You get to read the anger, the animosity, and the lack of love and the lack of support among ourselves. And it's just so weird where you're like, dude, what's up? What's up with your vibe? What's up with your energy? You know? So then we have to appreciate everyone and institutions and individuals and NGOs who have really, really good intention toward building a Namibian country, a Namibian economy, a Namibian society, which is so inclusive, meaning whoever is willing to do the good work should get a platform to stand. Because now our support and our hatred for each other, we are now just supporting people for the sake of supporting them because they align with our crazy values or they align with whatever we are, you know. But at the national level, then where do we go? What do we achieve as a country, as a nation, as a society, as a village? So that's why I'm sending shout out to all those that are doing the right thing. I want to learn. I'm not saying I wish. I want to learn from you. I want to do the way that you're doing it, and I want to improve, and I want to get better to say, let it be at the national level. Let it be a national goal for us to create a synergy and to create economic friends. So we build the way that we want to build. Colleagues, it's already cruel for us to be at the level where we are as a country. It's already difficult for us to come from where we come from. Then why are we not supporting each other economically then? Why? You want something from me? Buy it from me. Don't go to China. Don't go to Europe. Don't go to America. Don't go to where? Let us do it here. I need your support. Policy, capital, marketing, all that. I build something is beautiful, right? Let us utilize it and make it better collectively. So then why are we having this vibe, this energy, like we are strangers, we are like, you know, we are like from a different planet. It won't work if you and me are not aligning, are not in the same ship. That's where we, a long time ago, we created the vision to say Vision 2030, where we're supposed to achieve certain goals. But who is mentioning Vision 2030? We forgot it because we are not a collective. Because we are not working together. We are hating on each other economically, like, you know. And it's so weird that we have this thing in our heart, in our mind. Then on the other side, we are saying building an inclusive economy. How do you build an inclusive economy if you do not want your friends and your fellow villages, fellow constituencies, and fellow regions, and fellow Namibian not to prosper? If you are not being the person who was positioned to make economic transformation and facilitate things, you are in a bank, you are in Agribank, you are in DBN, you are in GIPF, you are in a certain ministry that make laws, then where is the synergy? Where is the synergy? Where is the collective effort to achieve the common goal of the Namibian child? So that's why now is I wanted to appreciate every one of you in whatever sector you are. And you manage to work with us. You manage to work with crazy minds like Eagle FM. You stand in front of your boss to say, we are giving that tender to that young person. And I'm going to take it personal to make sure I groom them or to make sure that I updated them and highlight what they need to do. Please. That is what the country need. Rather than just going in the status quo or the normal way, the Chinese are the better one at building roads. So when do Namibian get better? If you don't give them a chance and if you don't groom them. So I get to appreciate such people who are moving at such a level and getting in such spaces of growing and grooming and capacitating and assisting others to actually do better in their endeavors, in their economic endeavors. So I appreciate you. And I appreciate all those that are in leadership and actually they avail themselves because I have people in my phone where I can just say, Musheko, I think this is good. Let us work together. I have people. I will like call Robin from JPF. Like, I think this is good, man. Let us work together. I have people like that. I will bother Bank of Namibia to say, guys, even though they might not respond, but I will bother them. Because what matters is that we have to entertain each other's economic proposal. We have to entertain each other's economic nonsense. It's the only way we see which one is better, which one is good to implement. But if you do not give me a platform, even a space to entertain you economically and be able to say, Kanjengo, okay, cool, or not. We are infants, we are kids. So we have a lot of economic nonsense to present to the rest of the world. So
be with me, bear with me, work with me. So I polish my economic nonsense so it become a better proposal to be presented and to be pitched to the rest of the world so we grow. But why are you not willing? How does that take away from you if it includes you? And that's why now it's so important for us to appreciate everyone, every individual, every organization that is really, really trying to work with those economic reject that they have some good ideas and that they've got some good proposal. And just because they are not white, they are not black, they are not Namas, they are not Hereros, or perhaps they are not Vambus, or they are not from your constituents. Because since now those are the economic criteria that we are using to approve proposal, we are looking at your race. We are looking at which suburb do you stay. We are looking at what language do you speak. Aren't we embarrassed? Like, how do we build a country if our economic criteria of letting you in, of opening the door for you, is based on your color of your skin, is based on the region you come from? Aren't we embarrassed? That's why the appreciation go to those that who are just that you. Are you a Namibian? Yeah. Okay, cool. What do you have? Is it good? Is it bad? This should be the only question that the main reason I wanna list on the Namibian Stock Exchange, but don't look at me and ask me where I'm from, what I do. I want you to just to say, are you a Namibian? But don't look at me differently, bro, like, and reject me on the basis of where I'm living and where I'm from and the language I'm speaking. Because I thought we want to build Namibia, right? I thought we want to move in such a direction, like Namibia come first. Beautiful people. Will we achieve the economic emancipation and the goals and the dreams, the industrialization and all the bunch of things that we keep telling each other if we are not creating the necessary synergies? We are not extending the hand. I'm going to repeat again. I appreciate all those that are working with us. I appreciate those who value what we created. I appreciate those who are giving us feedback to say, guys, do better. Guys, we are off in Otapi. Guys, your streaming need to be improved. Your what need to be improved. We will give you this, but at least do this. At least improve that. That is what we are looking for. Building the Namibia we want is based on your opinion, is based on your advice, is based on your guidance. Beautiful people. Where do you stand in this course, in this journey of building the country that we want? And we want to appreciate you. You know, my proposal in everything that I write, I directed them specifically to the value that I want to create for that specific company to say, we think, or in my opinion, in our opinion, we think you are doing good. And we want to align with you. We want to sit with you. We want to go in a journey with you because we think you are adding value. Beautiful people. I appreciate you, man, for doing whatever you are doing to make Namibia a great country. I appreciate the fact that you are not discriminating, that who do you deal with? Because if we are going to continue in such a direction where we align ourselves with just those that are from our village or from our constituents or from our color, I think we are not going to win. I appreciate the Paratus have been with us, the villager. Paratus have been with us. In their infant stage, they've already been riding with us. And that is beautiful. That's amazing. They took a chance with us. We took a chance with them. I appreciate that. So then we need to start with those that are being small. Instead of waiting for them to be bigger so that we can appreciate them. We need to listen to those that have a voice, regardless of their status in society. We give them a platform. Because growing the economy, it needs multiple numbers of people, institutions, and certain policies to be in place. And it's up to us to create that environment where we are together. Beautiful people. which direction do you want to go as an economic leader, as an economic participant, as an individual from Okwalondo, from Okamata Party, Tinterbase, Ribion, wherever you are finding yourself? Wherever you are finding yourself, whether you are from Anambola, Yankatha, or what do you call it? Yeah. Whether you're from Rakana or wherever, man, can we work together and create the economy that we want and make the money and build the wealth and get the asset as we wish? Because the way that we are so divided among so many criteria and so many things, yeah, I don't think it's going to work. Beautiful people. We have to make things happen, man. We have to make things happen for ourselves. We have to work together. We have to build in a way which is sustainable. Colleagues, let us create synergies. Let us talk. Let us have a conversation. Support, offer value, and enable growth wherever in sector that you are participating. And I'm not saying accept everything, even though the proposal is not making commercial sense or bankable, but offer solutions, offer feedback. It's okay. And that's, I'm not saying that everyone that we pitch to, it's not that they are going to say yes or accept that we are offering them. And I'm not mad at that. Because if you are rejecting Eagle FM or The Village or Kanjengo or whoever because they are not making commercial sense or the synergy or whatever they are offering is not valuable to you, that is okay. That is okay. I'm just saying that if there is a chance, man, for us to create money, to create something big and to make money together, let us do it. Let us not be separated by the pity, by the simple thing of Kanjengo is black, Kanjengo is white, Kanjengo is Mbukusu, Kanjengo is a Greek, and Ame Nama. I think that is just so petty, and I'm going to say this if Karana can allow me. I think that is economically stupidness, if there is such a word. Beautiful people. Let us have a conversation that hurts, a conversation that actually make us uncomfortable, but at the same time, it bring us to the table, it bring us to the level where we need to be in terms of growth and in terms of going forward. Why are we so shy to get to such a level that we are canceling tenders and we are rejecting people just because they're not from our villages? Just because they're not Afrikaner, just because they are not white enough, just because they are not in our group and they don't live in our suburb. What type of economic nonsense is that? Value is value regardless of where it's coming from. And we need to address that. And we need to appreciate the other side also, which is doing great to make things happen for everyone. And the fact that we don't want to align or work together, collaborate to create the necessary synergy is why you are telling people to work hard so much. We are working hard, bro. We are working hard. We are waking up at 4. We are sleeping at 1 o'clock. We are working hard. But our hustle and our working hard will not materialize into any significant value if you are not there to meet us halfway. That's why whatever we are creating, what we are creating is not working. That is where the problem, that is the problem. Is the fact that the individuals that are working hard are not being met halfway because they do not want to align with them, because they do not want to support them in petty reason, not even for economic reasons. So actually now we are out there just telling people to work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard where? If I'm writing 20 proposals a month and none of them get a yes, and that no is not even based on the value of what I'm proposing. Beautiful people. We can't be here to tell people to work hard when their work hard is not being met in such a way they are appreciated. If you are the banker, the financier, the policymaker,
and you are not meeting the idea of the creator, the innovator, the thinker, why are you telling them to work hard? It's useless. We need to stop with this nonsense of telling young people work hard. Oh, you work hard. No, I can't work hard if I already came to your office and tell you my idea, but you don't want to work with me. You don't want to align with me. And it's literally for no reason. You are a Namibian and African man. So what do you mean? Like, you know, must I now start speaking Osherelo so you can approve my proposal? Must I now start speaking Mafwe so you approve my proposal? Must I now speak Afrikaans? It's nonsense. And it actually preventing us is standing in a way of building the Namibia that we want. We cannot be a country that is against each other at so many levels. It puzzles me the fact that, okay, cool, the North is what, the South is what. I'm not gonna align it to political ideology that says the South is what, the South is what, the North is what. That is nonsense for me. I wanna build Namibia, man. Like, wherever you're coming from, whatever language you're speaking, as long as it's a Namibian ethnicity, it's cool. So we really, really need to start appreciating any of these men and women who are trying by all means to create a country. Because there is no way we're gonna achieve the economic growth or the economic development if we do not solve the problem of non-alignment. I do not align with them. I only talk to Radio Shimbukushu, Radio Kwangari. I cannot talk to Eagle FM. What type of nonsense is that? Because of what? Because somebody called you out and made you accountable and look at what you did to say that was not okay for the society? No individual agenda in economic building, guys. Because first of all, we need to cultivate and to plow the field so that then we go in and work. And we haven't done that. And now Eagle FM is just saying, can we have a conversation? Can we start talking? So we address the issues of economic impediment. And once we address that, then we can now actually run all of us in it and grow and work. Beautiful people. No, we need to relook at our approach of non-alignment and choosing side and choosing that and choosing this, hating him, hating her. I'm not aligning with that. I don't want to align with that. I'm looking at value. What can you create? What can we create together? It matters to me that we do things based on the value. If your idea is good, man, even if you are from Zimbabwe, I'm down. You're a Namibian and I want to work with Namibians. I want to work with Africans. I want to work with you if you're from Angola, if you're from Zambia. I want to work with you. I'm of this view to say we will not get the best out of people when we are isolating them. We cannot isolate young people and expect them to say, no, create, do what? But when young people are turning up at our doors with proposal and with ideas and the prototype, we don't want to align with them. Look, we are disadvantaging the whole country using non-alignment. No, I only talk to Shippy, I only talk to Omolunga, I only talk to NBC Radio, I only talk to Eagle FM. What type of nonsense is that? If you are educating and truly educating and creating awareness in our community, why are you aligning yourself? No, we cannot advertise with you. No, why are you aligning yourself? Aren't we just building an economy? So now we are isolating certain groups of people and at the same time we are telling them to work hard. Like, I do not understand, like, okay, are you that durable or I don't know, or what is going on with your mind? You are telling people to work hard at the same time just because they are not PDM or SWAPO member, you don't want to work with them. So what do you think now? How is that working hard that you are advocating and calling people to? What will it materialize if you are isolating them? We are playing such a type of non-alignment within a country But when we are out there, we are playing with everyone. We are trading with China, America, everybody. But come inside, we have an alignment strategy. I feel like it's really, really narrow mind, narrow, so narrow and so, you know, so useless. And it's preventing us from getting the best out of ourselves. So I'm again repeating this, that I appreciate everyone who, when you come to the economic ground, when you come to economic activities, when you come to hustling, non-alignment should not be a factor. We sell to whoever we sell. We buy from whoever is offering value. So I appreciate you for buying from me, for buying from them, from buying from whoever, as long as they are offering value. It's all about value in this economy, right? It's all about driving value. So then why are we being people of non-alignment? Why are we all of a sudden isolating certain individuals and preventing them from participating or benefiting from the resources that we brought to forefront? Why are we not creating synergies among ourselves? Because we are working better with people from China. We are working better with people from Europe. We are working better from people with anywhere. But when it comes domestic, at the domestic front, when it comes to the domestic front, then all of a sudden we do not align with you. We do not associate ourselves with Eagle FM. But we are associating people from China, from North Korea, from Russia. So we need to start questioning ourselves, like, are you self-sabotaging? And when do we create the synergies and build the economy for ourselves? So my question remains now. How do you get to appreciate and value them from wherever they are from China, from Russia, Ukraine, Europe, America, but you don't appreciate and value me? You are not even giving me a chance to listen to my proposal. Dude, you are rejecting me. I just called you and I said I have something that I'm offering and you're already telling me that you do not have money and you do not willing to go in a direction that you are going. But I'm seeing you taking pictures there with anybody who's coming into Namibia. But when Namibians are approaching you to work with you, you already do not have money. It's something which is puzzling me, that how are we having this, that the self-hatred at a certain level, which puzzles me. How did we get there? So colleagues, I want to appreciate all those that are opening doors to listen. And I'm not saying you're going to say yes, but at least you gave your time to listen to me, to listen to those young people or dead people that want to work. And you are rejecting my proposal because it's not adding value or it cannot fit in your direction of or your company direction. That I understand. But for you not even to want to talk to me and to listen to me and also to already to tell me that you're not aligning, my guy, that just say many things, man. It just says many things. I'm not understanding that. And that's what I'm saying, that it's actually preventing us from going and building a better economy, bro. Because we are not appreciating, we are not showing love to one another at an economic level. I don't have to like you to listen to you, to listen to your economic proposal or entrepreneurial proposal. No. I want the value that you are going to create for me. Is it worth my time? That is what I want to listen to. It's not about you being an Afrikaner. It's not about you being a Nama. It's about what value can you create for us. And that's why we should celebrate or collaborate or work together. I will give you that feedback. Beautiful people. So make me understand. How do I grow? How do I become a better person? Because if every time I reach out to you, that come and educate me, come and school me, you are running away from me and you do not want to align with me just because I'm wearing an LPM t-shirt, just because I have taken a picture with Mema Ali, but just because I'm from Mwangwena, or just because I'm from Ukwaludhi, or because I'm Mbalano, or because I'm a Nama. When do I grow? When do I get better as a Namibian?
But you are there preaching that, yeah, Namibian should want, we should work hard. Then how do I grow if you have already rejected me because of my maybe political affiliation or the region that I'm from or my tribe or because I wrote to something on Facebook? Am I not allowed to be a young person and grow and learn? We are now expected from grade 7 already to know what is right, what is wrong, not to say about Tatekulusem Nyoma, because if you say something, the Swapo people will hate you for the rest of your life. Are we not allowed to be young people and grow and know better? That I should not make jokes about Muslim, I should not make jokes about the Christian, because they will hate me for the rest of my life. And when I'm going to turn up for an interview, they're going to hold it against me. Are we not allowed to grow? Are we not allowed to make mistakes? Are we not allowed? Look, everybody think is common sense. Is that common? It's not. Common sense depends on your exposure, what you read and the people you associate with as you grow up. So many of these blunders and mistakes and things that I will say about Osea Kutako, things I will say about Marero Mandume or Ipumbe Achirongo, look, it depends on what I have been taught, the people I've spoken to. If I met bitter people who don't like Sam Nyoma, I might also not like him. So don't kill me for it. But we have to give grace to each other when it comes to the economic level. I might not be aligning with Tatekulusem Nyoma or Ipumbi Achirongo or Mandumi or Marero or Hendrik. Or I might not even like Venani. Or I might not even like Swat Boy. Or their ideology, their political affiliation, I might not like them. But if I come to your company and I offer value, why can't we work together based on that synergy, based on that economic value that I'm offering? You are not selling Venani. You are not selling Ali. You are not selling Ndeitwa. You are not. You are selling a product and service, right? So why can't we do business at such a level? And the fact that we are all Namibians and we need to build an inclusive economy, Why are we being divided by petty things at an economic level? It's something that is puzzling me and I want us to understand so we solve it. And as I said, everything that I perhaps have gained or participated or got is people giving me grace. And I value that because I'm not worthy so many things because I'm not so educated to a certain level where things just supposed to fall in part. I'm getting grace. I'm getting platforms. And I think if we can extend it the same thing to many young people, we have ideas and small companies who are heavy, who want to trade with us, who are tendering and participating in our procurement, I think we will build a better economy. So the key question is that, are you willing to give them a chance and to give them grace? And what is separating you from doing it? Because I was telling my friend that, okay, cool. I wanna align with you. I wanna work with you. The main reason I wanna work with her is that she's such a good soul. She's more diplomatic and I'm not diplomatic. And I told her that when I'm approaching companies, I'm not going to stand up and salute and scream at that CEO, honorable. I don't do such nonsense. I just pop in. I'm like, okay, guys, I have something that I want to pitch to you. I don't care whoever you are. I really, really don't. But I think the work that you are doing is super great. And I know your work and I value it. But I don't want to know and call you honorable and call you. No, that does not matter. So I pitch and I go. And I get rejected in 90% of everything that I ask. 99% of almost everything that I ask, I get rejection. And she keeps saying that it's your approach. You need to be more humble. And I ask her, you guys, I think you are redefining humble. Does being humble mean sucking up to people, calling them honorable, buying them and saluting? And no, that is not being humble at all. That is a new definition of being humble. It's not that I get into room and insult people and show all my Okwalondo arrogance. I don't do that. But in all honesty, I'm going to come and greet everyone the same way. Nangula, Kariko, Ngaikob, Swat Boy, good afternoon to you. That is it. You are in that room because all of you are capable, right?
So why should one be honorable? The founding, the chief, the general? What? Why? I don't subscribe to such a type of nonsense. You are all individuals. We are all the same value in this earth. And I'm just here to present my proposal to you. Noah is now saying, no, Kanjengo, you need to be humble. So I disagree with her humble definition, but I agreed with her to say, okay, cool. At the commercial level, I do need money, but I truly do not want to become such an individual who have to scream when who is coming through the door, I'm standing up. No, no, man, no. No, that is just reserved for my queen of Ukwanyama, of my queen of Mbukushu at the traditional level. But you as an individual, at an economic level, we are all very important. You are facilitating, you are a CEO of a certain company. I am a consumer. I'm buying, bro. Like, we are all equal at economic level. We're just at a different position. So please just allow me to pitch without you patronizing me or making me that I do not have respect. In economics, there is no such a thing as respect. We are all individual trying to make it. You are a human being at a human level. I'm going to respect you. So that's why I'm saying that you're rejecting a proposal or anything to work or to market with a certain individual, a certain company, based on some petty things. I want us to rebuke that, like my Christian friend will say. We need to rebuke such a type of typicalness and pettiness so we build a better economy. Let us work together based on value. Yes, I'm not going to come in your company and insult you. At the same time, I'm not going to come in your company and start running around getting coffee for you just because you gave me a tender. That is what you want. No, we are not exchanging that. We are exchanging value, bro. So I have to appreciate everyone who is being in a certain position and facilitating Namibian people to work. I appreciate everyone who is going an extra mile to say, Eagle FM, you offer value, or Eagle FM, you don't offer value, or Eagle FM, you can improve here. I appreciate that. Kanjengo, you scream too much. I want you to tone down. I will say, I'm going to try. Even though my voice is not like that, I don't like the way I'm delivering today. I don't like it. It's too chilled. I'm used to my other way. To my other way. But yes, I do listen to say, we think, oh, you guys get better my message, or I articulate better when I'm being slow, even though I don't like it. That I understand. So that's why now I'm saying, I'm going to appreciate everybody who's working with anyone. You are working with people who beat up your grandmother some 2 years ago, 200 years ago. You are working with somebody, the Relo versus the Vambu, in some war back then. This is the economy, bro. We are here to make money. We are one Namibian. We are here to grow each other. You cannot be working better with foreigners, but you cannot work to get better with your people from Namibia, from Botswana, from Zimbabwe and Mozambique. It doesn't make sense. So let us get to such a level and make money. Let us do this. Yes, if I'm going to come to the king or to the chief of Mbanderos, I will go to my traditional level and crawl as it needed. Those are my queen. Those are my king. I don't compromise when it comes to my culture. That one is okay. But when I come to the economy level, here we are dealing with value. Here we are dealing with value. So don't reject me because of my affiliation to certain thing. I don't think that is worth it. I think reject my proposal based on the value that I gave you. If it's not aligning, then I understand. That is what I'm saying. That we will build a better economy. We will build something better if we start giving each other economic grace. Because we are starting from scratch, all of us. Colonialism affected all of us, except for the previously advantaged. Our white friends had it better. But many of us didn't. But many of you now have companies.
Now, let us try to do better. Let us try to do better and collaborate and create the necessary synergy. Because there is so much that we can do together as friends in economic terms. And we can achieve certain height if we just start actually collaborating and ignoring the things that do not matter to the contract or to the supply contract or the commercial contract. So that's why today it was an appreciation day to all of you that are giving us economic grace. It was an appreciation to all of you that are in certain places and you are opening doors and you are listening to us and you are advising us and you are rejecting us based on project fact, not on your emotions and not on my affiliation. We appreciate those that are working with us and giving us the feedback on our work. So we need to continue working together and facilitating such an environment of collaboration and synergies. Thank you so much for choosing Eagle FM. Thank you so much for choosing The Villager. Thank you so much for using us to get the information that you want. We are not aligning with anybody. We are aligning with Namibia. And Namibia has many political parties. Namibia has many ethnicities, as many regions. We are aligning with all of you. We are aligning with the country. So we will facilitate economic conversation and economic information for the benefit of the country to do better. We will advertise your company. We will advertise your political party. We will advertise anything that is promoting unity and creating value for Namibia as a country and for the African continent. So with that, colleagues, thank you so much. It was me, Kanje Ngongino Menola Manguluka Erastus, from Okwalondo, from Zambezi, from Ngorongoro, from Opuo, from Tinterbase, from Gibeon. I'm from everywhere. I'm a Namibian. And you should be a Namibian. Your work should be for Namibia. Your work should be for Africa. I'm not aligning it to anybody. But I remain that, yes, I recognize my ethnicity of a Mbukushu, of a Themba, of a Kwanyama. I am that. But at the highest level, Namibia come first. And I align with Namibia. And Eagle FM align with Namibia. We are putting the Namibian economy first. We are putting the Namibian people first. With that, thank you so much. And have a good night. And take care.